the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We are continuing in Shmon Esrei, the second bracha, which is relating to the building of Yerushalayim and Mashiach. We mentioned in the first bracha, of Yerushalayim, that the stress was Boine Yerushalayim, building, step by step. And throughout history, as we mentioned, Hashem sets up situations that Klal Yisrael has to go through. And we go through the Nisyonos. Each Nisyon brings us closer and closer to the final Geula. That's a step-by-step situation set up by Hashem and also carried out by us. In this bracha, the Lashon is as Tzemach, the sprouting forth of Dor Avdecha, Meir Tatzmiach, which sprouted forth. It's a lotion which is used by a plant. You put a seed in the ground and you water it and you give it fertilizer, take care of it, then it sprouts forth by itself. In other words, you're not directly building it, but you're causing it to be built. Another difference between the two is that when you're building something, then you are taking the blocks and putting them together. You start with nothing, without anything, and you're putting together a building. A tzmicha, something that sprang forth, always starts with something that really has the potential there. You put the seed in the ground, and the tiny seed you put in the ground, even if it's for a big tree, encoded in that little seed is a koyach to produce a big tree. You just have to cultivate it so that it will grow. But it's all there from the beginning. This is another thing about the geula. When Hashem put us into golus, and just throws it into Golas, and we have to deal by things all by ourselves. And the Golas itself is built the seed for the Geula. The Golas itself has a plan from the beginning by Kodesh Baruch Hu to sprout forth from it the Geula. As a fact, we're going through the Geula will eventually come. Now, these are two different mahakam that Hashem has. One is the challenges he gives us, that we have to step up to the challenges. And the other thing is that there's a plan from the beginning that was set up to bring Geula. And by going through the Geulas, we are going through the process of bringing through the Geula. So we recognize this, that it's not just something we have to make a yesh me'ayin to have the Geula come about. It's a plan that's already set up. It's the potential is there. It's just a matter for us to bring out the potential. The one who will be Megala reveal the Geula is David, Mashiach ben David, and that's what it's saying. It's Tzemach David Adach Meir Tatzmiach. The whole purpose of the creation is for us to serve Hashem, but in the bigger picture, it is that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power in the world should be revealed to the entire world. And that's what the Geula is all about. Now in Golas, it's not clear. There's confusion, there's all kinds of other powers that seem to be running the world. But it's not true. Hashem is guiding everything. And that's what Hashem is having sprout forth in the course of time. Big forces come up and they fall down. And we continue until will come the time that we will continue with such a force that the whole world will see. We have this new leader called Mashiach ben David who will show the whole world who is the real leader of the world. This is what we're being despised for now. So saying once again, that soon, you want it as soon as possible. Like we say, Alpha Pisha, Yismami and Kozakalot. You see that's the lotion of the Rambam also. But part of the mitzvah of Mashiach is not just believing in Mashiach, but every day to be mechatzet, to hope. We know that Tzadik Tzadikim were hoping every day would have Nechol Tzayim and special garments that he set aside for when Mashiach comes. And many other Tzadikim live like that also. Everybody on their level shouldn't be that, oh, I'm having a good time now. Whenever the Mashiach comes, it will come. If we do that, we're not nurturing this tzemach. We have this seed in the ground. And the way we nurture it is by the fact that we're mitzapim liyeshua, that we are yearning for the Yeshua, the salvation of Klal Yisrael, and the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's marvels, the world comes around.
Kol HaLashon.
The Kamutorim B'Shura Sechel. Number one, when we misspell Nehera, it should happen as soon as possible. Number two is Kamutorim B'Shura Sechel. Kamutorim is COVID. His strength should be uplifted by you being Moshiach us. We look at this as a Yeshua. We mentioned before that if we feel comfortable the way we are, it's very hard to have the proper Tzipir Yeshua. Tzipir Yeshua means looking forward to the salvation with the coming of Mashiach. A person has to realize that no matter how good things are now, not only when times are hard, but even when they're the best, everything's going perfectly. But that's when we need a tremendous Yeshua, because no matter how good they're going, we're living in a world whose values are so far away from what the values should be. The Kovet HaShemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is downtrodden. People don't see it. There's a zilzil in religion. And we end our Bakoshua with Ki Rishu Oso Ki Vinu Kovayom. This is the point we said in the beginning. What right do we have to demand and request that Hashem brings Mashiach? And the answer is Ki, because Rishu Oso Ki Vinu Kovayom. We are always hoping and yearning for your Yeshua. In other words, this is the koyach that we have. In Yerushalayim Ech, we talked about the different specific nisyonos that people go through and have to deal with them. That is also mekarvos to go through the golus and go through the nisyonos of golus. That specific acts, like we said, that's step by step, brick by brick, level by level, one nisyon and another nisyon, another nisyon. Here's a general thing. Under all circumstances, be in the mind frame of Yeshua, also Givinu Kol Hayom. We're constantly yearning for the Yeshua of Hashem. That is the watering kavayochel of this plant called the Tzemach of Dor Ablecha. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our feeling and showing it, that we care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we care for Kvod Shemayim. We want the world to be a completely different world. Forget about the little and big nisyonos we're going through on a daily level. Just the whole picture of the world is something which we feel needs a Yeshua. That is the attitude that we have every day of our lives. Yeshua, come on. We thank Hashem for what we have. We're not in a state of depression. We're happy with what we have. From the other side, though, we recognize there's so much more, and this is not the tachlis. We're so far away from what humanity should look like, what Christ should look like, what I should look at. And that's all totally in the Yeshua that Hashem is going to bring to us. That is this very special bracha that we are saying, which, like we said, there are two complementary brachas, Binyan Yerushalayim and the coming of Dovid HaMelech, which coming of Dovid HaMelech is that person who is going to be the one who is going to be megala to the whole world. One day, it says, it comes, the Hesed Hadas. Different Gedolim, different Mesholim. Person wakes up in the morning in the olden days, they hear somebody with a bell, ringing his bell, announcing the latest news. And suddenly they say, oh, what is he saying? And they say, oh, he's a Mashiach guy. Come on, today we have other ways of doing it. We have telephones, we have the computers, the internet. Suddenly going to be an announcement, Mashiach has come. And came out, all the sites are going to be closed today because there's no need for them. A few sites of Divrei Torah, and then they make new sites then for the proper things. Koponim, this is what we're saying. And this is, like we say, the animamin via Samashiach, Avdish is Mamea, even though it's delayed. It's a daily thing, every day. I'm waiting, I'm hoping, I'm looking forward to that, the Yeshua, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring us the Kodesh. Baruch HaTor Hashem, Matzmiach, Keren Yeshua. That's what I am ending my bracha with my recognition that it's not just me that I'm yearning for the Yeshua, that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. You are the one who's constantly involved in this process of sprouting forth the Yeshua. Hashem is setting that up. Hashem is setting up this process. We went into Golos because of Averus, but the second we went into Golos, Hashem already started the process, which he's orchestrating everything that's happening in the world so that we should get the Yeshua. With our yearning for the Yeshua and recognition that Hashem is doing his part, it's Hashem we should be zeichet to Yeshua and have him in.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.